and the familiar feel of his Glock in the other as he threw open the door and swung his gun in front of him. Stepped inside. No overhead light, one lamp in the corner. A smoldering fireplace. A plaid couch, a green recliner. And a woman on the other side of the room, trembling, shaking. A Stoeger 12-gauge over-under shotgun in her hands. Craig leveled his weapon at her. "Put down the gun." A man was lying on the floor 6 feet from her, his chest soaked with blood, his feet twitching sporadically. He coughed and then tried to speak, but the words were garbled and moist, and Craig knew what that meant. "Ma'am, put down the shotgun." Craig had never drawn on a woman before and felt his hands shake slightly. She wore a pink housecoat. Her face was smeared with tears. She did not lower the gun.
"He was gonna kill me."
They were frantic, breathless words.
"I know he was this time. He said he was gonna kill me."
The man on the floor sputtered something unintelligible and then stopped making sounds altogether. "Where's Trevor?" he thought. "Put it on the floor, Mrs. Stiles. Slowly. Do it now." At last, staring at the man she'd shot, she began to lower the shotgun.
"He hit me. He was gonna kill me."
"Okay," Craig said. "Now set down the gun." She bent over, a shiver running through her.
"This wasn't the first time."
She let the gun slip from her hands. It dropped with an uneven thud onto the brown, threadbare carpet.
"He liked to hit me. He said he was going to kill me this time. I know."
Her words seemed to come from someplace far away. Shock already washing through her. "Ma'am, you need to step away from the gun."
"The gun went off."
She stood slowly.
"I didn't want to hurt him, but it just went off."
She took two unsteady steps backward. "Is there anyone else in the house?" She shook her head. As she backed up, Craig, weapon still drawn, carefully approached the gunshot victim to see if the man still had a pulse. But as he bent down, the woman shrieked and he glanced at her for a fraction of a second. Only that much, a tiny instant. But that was all it took. By the time he'd looked back at the body, the man had rolled toward the shotgun, snatched it from the floor, and aimed it at his chest. And fired. The impact of the birdshot sent Craig reeling, tumbling against the couch. He tried to raise his hand to fire his own weapon, but his arm wouldn't obey. The room dimmed, and for one thin moment, he was aware of all of his dreams and memories running together, merging, collecting, descending into one final regret for all the things that he would leave forever undone. And then all of his thoughts folded in on themselves, dropping into a deep and final oblivion, and Officer Craig Walker crumpled motionless and dead onto the tattered carpet beside the plaid sofa in Philip and Jean Stiles's living room. She saw the man she'd fallen in love with, the man she'd stuck with through everything, the man whose baby she was carrying, pull the trigger, shoot the officer, rise to his feet, swing the gun to his hip. Then she heard the smack of the back door banging open and saw him pivot and fire at a second cop. This cop managed to pull the trigger and shoot a hole in the floor beside his foot as he dropped in an awkward heap against the wall, dead by the time he landed. The pellets had hit him in the face, but you couldn't tell it had ever been a face. All that remained was a blur of blood and tooth and splintered bone. She looked away. And into the eyes of the man who had just murdered the two police officers. She hadn't told him about the baby yet. For some reason, that was what she thought of at that moment. The tiny life growing inside her. Her heart hammered. The colors of everything in the room seemed to cut through the air with a distinctiveness she could barely understand. He hadn't bothered to lower the barrel, and it was pointed at her stomach, at the baby. "So," he said softly. She took a ragged breath. "So?" And then.